It's time for a Copan Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with head coach of the Hornets, Jeff McGlathery. Copan falling to 0-1 during its opening week ball game last week at Pru, 24-14 loss. And Coach McGlathery looked like a close one, only a couple scores difference.
Yeah, we made some mistakes. We kind of stalled out on a couple of drives that we should have gone ahead and punched it in the end zone. And we didn't. I mean, we made some first game mistakes, and it ended up costing us the ball game.
If you could maybe kind of walk us through how that thing went in a 10-point loss.
Well, they kicked off to start the game to us, and we put together a pretty good drive. We get inside the 20, and they started crowding the box because we had ran the entire time, and so we tried to hit them with a play-action pass, and just a little miscue, and they intercepted it. So that killed that drive. At the end of the first quarter, we're inside the 5, and actually I think inside the 3. We had equipment issue with our center, and I take the blame, and I told the kids I take the blame. It was 100% my fault. Instead of taking a timeout, getting the equipment issue fixed, I didn't. I made a substitution, and instead of going forward into the end zone, we bobble the snap. We have a miscue between the center and quarterback, and we go backwards, and we're unable to punch it in at that point. And so, like I say, I mean, an old coach told me a long time ago that players win ball games and coaches lose ball games, and this loss was definitely on me. I mean, the kids made some mistakes, but they're going to. Both teams make mistakes, and whoever can capitalize on the other team's mistakes is usually the team that wins. And as a coach, I made some coaching errors. Play calling and personnel and whatnot, and you know, we'd sure like to have that one back. That was one we definitely felt like we should have won. Not taking anything away from Pru, they're a good ball club. Coach Ray has done a good job with them. They are much improved from last year, and it was a tough one to lose.
So you guys fall by 10 in week number one. You have to go on the road once again. This Friday, you'll take on Watts. Watts also 1-0. They beat Welch on the road during their first week ball game. What do you know about Watts?
Watts is a very physical ball club. I've talked to a couple of coaches that have seen them in scrimmages and whatnot already this year. That's the same thing that I hear from all of them, is how physical Watts is. They run the ball really well. They're really aggressive on defense. We're going to have to play our A game to have a chance in this ball game.
Copan head football coach Jeff McGlathery ahead of the Hornets at Watts on Friday night. Coach McGlathery, appreciate it. Best of luck to you on Friday.
Thank you very much.